Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Let me take this opportunity to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2021. And I know that there are many people listening to me who celebrate Christmas, and there are many people who don't celebrate Christmas. And the Word of God leaves equal space for those who will celebrate Christmas and those who won't, for those who will observe the day and those who will not observe the day. The Word of God does not discriminate between the two. But yet, there is a movement within Christianity today that puts condemnation on anyone who would attempt to celebrate Christmas. There is a group of people who don't celebrate Christmas, and like I said, there is nothing wrong with that, absolutely. But they go one step further. They attempt to make everybody feel that they are committing some kind of sin by celebrating Christmas. They will talk about how Christmas has pagan roots, how the date December 25th was chosen to honor some sun god. They will tell you that cutting Christmas trees is equivalent to demon worship or idol worship. And they will quote a scripture from Jeremiah that has absolutely nothing to do with it whatsoever. And ultimately, what they will tell you is, God never commanded us to celebrate Christmas. God commanded a number of things. He commanded that you keep the Sabbath. He commanded that you observe the Passover. Christmas, Easter, and other things like it are not on that list. So God never told us to celebrate Christmas. Therefore, we should not celebrate Christmas. And many of these people don't even celebrate their own birthdays or anniversaries. Before I actually go into the scriptures, let me just tell you that that is the pinnacle of bondage. I am pretty sure God never told you to have Cheerios or cornflakes for breakfast. Does that mean if you have Cheerios, you are breaking some law or you are committing some sin? Because God did not say to celebrate His birth or to celebrate Christmas, does that mean you are wrong in celebrating Christmas? Now, to answer that question, all you need to do is search the scripture to find one example of a major Bible character who observed some kind of festival or observance that God did not command. And once you could do that, that is sufficient to prove that just because God didn't say to do something doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Now, if God said, don't celebrate Christmas, don't celebrate my birth, then fine. There is no question celebrating Christmas is wrong. But if God didn't say anything about it, does that mean you shouldn't do it? So let me read the book of John chapter 10 verse 22. And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. We see that there is something called the feast of dedication, and Jesus found himself in Jerusalem to observe that particular feast. Now, if you would search the entire Old Testament, you will not see a single reference to the Feast of the Dedication. In the Old Testament, there were seven feasts that God commanded that the Israelites observed: the Passover, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, the First Fruits, the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of the Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Those were the seven feasts or holy days that God clearly spelled out that Israel should keep every year. You will not find a single reference to the Feast of the Dedication. That was not something that God Himself instituted back in the Old Testament under the days of Moses. So I did some research and I found that the Feast of Dedication was actually something that came much later in Israel's history. You would notice that between Malachi and Matthew, there's usually a blank page Well, that's when all of this happened. That blank page represents 400 years of history. And during those 400 years, a number of historical events happened. One of them was the rise of the Greek Empire, led by Alexander the Great, which conquered the known world at the time. And in one particular battle, a Greek army attempted to invade Israel and Jerusalem. And one particular Jew called Judas Maccabeus, and Judas Maccabeus was a Jewish hero. He rose up and he fought off the invading Greek armies and won a victory for Israel. And out of that, Judas Maccabeus instituted a national observance called the Feast of the Dedication. It is also called Hanukkah. And that became a national celebration in Israel. It's actually a national holiday in Israel, even today. Most importantly, it was not something that God instituted back in the law. It was not so much a religious observance. The Feast of the Dedication was primarily a national observance. It was very similar to Independence Day and Labor Day, right? It was a national observance that God himself did not institute, but became part of the Jewish culture and the Jewish heritage. So fast forward now, a few hundred years later, the Feast of Dedication is being observed, and Jesus finds himself in Jerusalem to observe the Feast of the Dedication. What does that tell you? If you're paying attention, you would see that Jesus clearly celebrated something that God never commanded. Jesus was observing a man-made festival. Now, I would agree, Christmas is heavily commercialized. Christmas does have pagan roots, and that sounds worse than it really is, because when you think, what, you mean it has pagan roots? You're thinking demon worship and sacrificing children. It has nothing to do with that. The word pagan simply means secular or worldly. It means it wasn't instituted by God, but by man. That's all the word pagan really means. So yeah, saying that Christmas has pagan roots is just like saying Christmas is a man-made holiday. No difference from Independence Day and Labor Day. And yes, it is true that there are many symbols associated with Christmas that has nothing to do with Christ, like the Christmas tree, mistletoe, decoration, lights, elves, Santa Claus, flying reindeer with red noses. You know, none of those things have anything to do with Christ. So I would agree that there is much of Christmas that is non-religious. In fact, I will even go so far as to say Christmas has very little to do with Christ, although you could say you're honoring Christ. Really and truly, Christmas is primarily a cultural thing. That's all it is. So when it comes to things like Christmas, there are two extremes. One extreme is trying to make it bigger than it really is. Like, there are some people who will take offense. They will take grave offense if you tell them Happy Holidays rather than Merry Christmas. They will take great offense if you write Xmas rather than Christmas. They say you're Xing Christ out of Christmas. Nonsense. Nonsense. Christmas is primarily a cultural celebration. But on the other hand, there is the other extreme that tries to make Christmas inherently evil. And anybody who celebrates Christmas is inherently evil. If you put up a Christmas tree, you're an idol worshipper. Again, that is just plain ridiculous. Christmas is neither demonic nor religious. It is just neutral. Christmas is best seen as a man-made festival. And yes, you could choose to honor Christ during this time. In fact, you should honor Christ all the time, because there is no time of the year that is more holy than any other time. There's nothing special about one day above any other day. The best way to understand Christmas, it is just a cultural celebration. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with observing it. There's nothing sinful about observing it. You could choose to not observe it. And again, you are perfectly entitled to not observe it. But what you should never do is let other people put their bondage on you. Stand by your own convictions and respect other people's convictions. And don't assume that because you have a conviction, everybody else must have the same conviction. Don't let anybody else put their bondage on you. We saw from the scripture that even Jesus celebrated a man-made, cultural, and national celebration that had nothing to do with God, that God did not command. Christmas is exactly the same thing. A cultural, man-made celebration that you could choose to make it about God, or you could choose to not make it about God, is your choice. You could choose to not observe it, you could choose to observe it, you could choose to do anything you want. God is silent on the matter. He did not say, don't do it. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with buying gifts for people, visiting friends, baking cake, other than the calories. There's absolutely nothing wrong with any of these things. So I want you to be free, have a Merry Christmas, and I pray that 2021 will be a lot better than 2020. Right. If you're still looking for Christmas gifts, our two books are available in RIK bookstores, Small Devil, Big God and Ike Is Waiting Goodbye by Denver Chady and Indira Rampal Chady.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Dr. Indira Rampal Chady. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain, High Street, San Fernando, Gulf City Mall, Price Plaza, Grand Bazaar, Long Circular Mall, and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God, and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chady and Dr. Indira Rampal Chady. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends.
God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.